This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
At least 700 Israelis are dead in the worst attack on Israel in its history. And, of course, we're looking at the latest developments as we go through the program this morning, folks. Why did this happen? And what does the $6 billion that was recently released to Iran have to do with this, if anything, at this point? We're going to get into that here on the program this morning. We've got some updates to tell you about Israel, what they're doing with their currency right now in light of this. Also, Chuck Schumer, what did he have to say about China's reaction to all this? It may surprise you, so stay tuned, folks. We are on your radio dial here in the overnights. My name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. This is the place where news and politics in the overnights all across America. We're taking your telephone calls at 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call into the program and opine. And, of course, we're broadcasting live on this Monday morning edition from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860 The Answer by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates this morning, like 710 KNUS in Denver, as a matter of fact. And we're all across the country, and we're also up on the satellite as well, the GCN network. Good morning to everybody this morning at GCN. And if you're working across America in the overnights this morning, we want to say a special hello to you as well. Whatever you're doing, whatever, wherever you are, we are glad that you found us. And once again, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. Well, here we go, folks. Again, we're continuing to follow the developments in Israel. As we told you just a little while ago, the Gerald R. Ford group, the strike group, is being repositioned basically to the Eastern Mediterranean so that they're going to be ready to able to assist our friends in Israel if need be. And again, these are things that have to happen, I think, right away. Obviously, number one is a show of solidarity, a show of strength, a show that Hamas is not going to be tolerated in this particular case. And obviously, Israel has made a formal declaration of war. We will start to see them go into Gaza in a very, very big way very soon. One of the things that I want you to be aware of is that certainly when dealing with groups like Hamas or Hezbollah or others, and also I would be remiss not to even mention, you know, Lebanon is looking at this very closely. Lebanon, the forces in Lebanon could decide, the terrorist forces could decide to try to join in as well, perhaps open another front in this. That's all a very, very real possibility. And again, you have people even in New York City chanting basically to drive Israel into the sea. This is a major development, and again, just about on the anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, which also brings up the notion of where does this intelligence failure happen? That's one of the questions, that's probably the first question I'm going to have for our very own Denise Simon later on here in the program, just a little before the top of the hour this hour. Where is the CIA in this? Where is this Israeli intelligence? How did they miss this? Well, just parenthetically here, I think they missed it for a great reason, in so far as that the terrorists moved to a much more low-tech way of communicating, and they found ways to evade the technology that was put in place by Israel in order to monitor their border, basically. And all this happened, as we talked about before. Israel pulled out their settlers and their troops back around 2005, Hamas began to overrun the area on circa 2007, and of course Israel has tried to maintain this posture ever since then. But as we move through the overnight hours here, I want to tell you a couple of different things. Number one, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has criticized China, this according to the AP, on Monday, and told the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi that he was very disappointed by China's statement on the recent Hamas attack because it did not show any sympathy or support for Israel. Now, this is not surprising. I have to say it's not surprising, but the China aspect of this is also going to be significant at some point because of the obviously they want to be involved in the region. They want to have something to do with this. Schumer right now is actually going on a delegation of six senators to China this week. Talk about timing. Pardon me, he says, I urge you and the Chinese people to stand with the Israeli people and condemn these cowardly and vicious attacks. Chinese Foreign Ministry statement on Sunday called on both sides, get this, folks, called on both sides to exercise restraint and immediately end the hostilities, but made no mention of the Hamas attack. Meanwhile, of course, you've got the Israeli Defense Forces in Gaza City launching these strikes. They're taking down whole buildings at a time. Whole buildings at a time. And we're watching them crumble on the footage that we're getting out as well. So they know where these buildings are. And this is going to get back to my other point I wanted to make. They know where these buildings are. They're going to destroy them. They know the house where the Hamas leader lives or does the business of terrorism, and they'll take all that out. But, of course, I think just like – and they're calling this Israel's 9/11, and I don't think it's – I don't think that's inaccurate. I think it's entirely accurate. It is as if they have had now their own 9/11 attack in this vein. But just like with the 9/11 attackers and the terrorists who were in Afghanistan at the time, they knew how to sort of to leave the area. They knew the retaliation might be coming. So a lot of this is going to take out their infrastructure, and that's good. But at the same time, folks, this gets back to my main point. They're going to do things, and they're going to have civilian casualties, and they're going to parade them, and they're going to try to get sympathy against Israel and for Hamas. Get ready. It's going to be a roller coaster. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. Talk to you on the other side.
Third Watch.
All of that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Yes, get your motor running, everybody. We're heading out on the highway all across your radio dial, across America, in the overnight hours. My name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course. And our telephone line is 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in to the program and let us know what you're thinking about this morning, especially in regard to the events in Israel. And as I said, they're going to have far-reaching effects. It's going to affect the U.S. presidential election. The debate, whatever upcoming debate is going to cover this. This is not going to go away anytime soon. Unfortunately, it looks like they could be in for a protracted conflict because, folks, going in door to door into Gaza looking for these hostages, which I think to some extent they may already be doing, is we've seen what this looks like over some 20 years in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We know exactly what this kind of thing looks like. It's incredibly difficult, and it is incredibly slow going. So again, we just our prayers, our thoughts are with the people of Israel this morning. All right, this portion of our program is being brought to you by the good folks over at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, of course. Check out MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. They've got all the great MyPillow products, MyPillow 2.0, Giza sheets, slippers, towel sets, you name it. They've got some great discounts going on right now, folks. So head over to MyPillow.com, check them out, and when you're ready to check out with your cart, just put in the promo code CAPTAIN. That's how you're going to get some big savings going on right there. If you'd like to talk to a real person, they have those as well, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And again, don't forget, the promo code is CAPTAIN. All right. Well, we're checking the wires, of course, as we're moving through the morning here. We told you about Chuck Schumer. That came out just a little while ago. Israel also right now moving to prop up its currency. Israel's central bank, this according to the AP, says it will sell up to $30 billion in foreign exchange to prop up the country's shekel currency following market uncertainty in the wake of the Hamas incursion from the Gaza Strip. Pardon me, folks, the shekel has fallen to a near 8-year low against the U.S. dollar in early trading on Monday. So, obviously, major financial ramifications, major, and the markets are going to be taking a look at this. The markets are going to be reacting to this. This is one of the things we'll be talking about with the Watchdog on Wall Street here in just a little bit. Chris Markowski, of course, the Watchdog on Wall Street, also heard on AM 860, The Answer, or AM 860, The Answer Compatriot. And this I found as well, talking about the economic impact. This from CNBC, oil prices jumped 4% in the wake of Hamas attacks, Hamas's attack on Israel. Let's see here. Oil prices jumped 4%. All at dawn on Saturday during a major Jewish holiday, Palestinian militant group, of course, launched their attacks by land, sea, and air. And this is causing a problem, obviously, with oil. Because one of the things, too, that here's one of the insights, folks, that we need to make sure we get out there. And that is when Saudi Arabia was going to be trying to normalize relations with Israel, this would be huge, okay? This would be huge, unprecedented. They would have more than likely started pumping more oil as well. And now that may be, of course, in jeopardy. So the more oil that they can pump, yes, I know, I would prefer that we would be energy independent. I would prefer that we would be able to, just as we were doing not all that long ago. Do you see how things have just collapsed? Do you see how things have just gone completely out of whack? And I hate to tell you, it's much easier to get them out of whack than it is to get them back in order again. So whomever becomes the next president of the United States has a job ahead of them, perhaps like no other. This is why it's so important to have these issues front and center. And quite frankly, I don't know how Gavin Newsom will address this kind of thing. I don't know that people would say to themselves, I think he's a great guy to go in and take on this huge problem. And I'm not trying to be mean or disingenuous, but I do think it changes things greatly because foreign policy will now become one of the front and center issues in this election. And so if you're Tim Scott or if you're Nikki Haley or if you're Ron DeSantis, you're going to have to start being able to speak to this. And Vivek Ramaswamy may also have to try to find a way that he's going to be able to address this in a very, very serious way. I think he made some comments about Israel, if I recall correctly, and I'll want to check on that. But certainly any comments made about Israel or relationship with them, the Middle East, for any of these candidates is now going to be dredged up and going to be looked at with a microscope, and probably for good reason. Israel also at this hour, folks, is saying that it's fighting Hamas in 7 to 8 places. They said that, again, they were hit with about 1,000, Israel hit more than 1,000 targets in Gaza, we understand, according to its military, including the airstrikes, which we were telling you about here just a moment ago, that are taking down a lot of these buildings where Hamas is known to operate. And as I was saying, we caught up to the end of the break there. But what they will do, and these terrorist organizations, this is their modus operandi. What they do is they take their operation, their communications, and whatever it is, and they put it right next to or in a school or in a medical facility or below some other, a civilian structure. So, and Israel actually tries to give warning. They say, look, we are going to, basically bomb this area. This area is going to get obliterated very soon, so get out. And they do actually try to warn them because they're trying to take out the infrastructure. But the terrorist organizations will have no truck at all of actually having these civilians get killed and then parading them with video or what have you and try to gain sympathy from people around the world. Look how terrible Israel is. Look what Israel did. And by the way, you know, we haven't even gotten to the squad. Well, we'll be talking with Denise Simon and Frank Silvato here in a little bit, and we'll talk about the squad as well. But I'll mention it right here, and that is, do you see now how absolutely absurd their positions are? Not just that they're absurd, but that they are completely out of kilter with what should be a visceral reaction to the attacks that we've seen. And that is when you're just anti-Israel, there's no doubt about that, right? It now is just shining through. It's absolutely on display, and they can't back away from it. They just can't back away from it. Well, Kyle, you seem kind of very passionate and angry about this morning. Well, I mean, I think I am. I think all of us are, right? I think all of us are, because you get to this notion that things were maybe looking better, right? You had this idea that things were going a little bit better than they were. And then suddenly, quite, you know, just literally overnight, you get this. Let's listen in here just real briefly. Just last week, Jake Sullivan, who's Joe Biden's national security advisor, was talking about how quiet it is in the Middle East. Let's listen in.
Is we want to depressurize, de-escalate, and ultimately integrate the Middle East region. The war in Yemen is in its 19-month of truce. For now, the Iranian attacks against U.S. forces have stopped. Our presence in Iraq is stable. I emphasize for now because all of that can change. And the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in two decades.
Okay, did you hear that part? Quieter today than it has been in two decades. This is exactly the problem. Okay, this is exactly the problem. Because what has happened is that obviously the terrorist groups have found a way to, in my estimation, go low tech on this. In this hunt for bin Laden back in the day, right? I mean, they would find ways to, you know, they wouldn't even put a battery in a cell phone unless they had gotten in their vehicle and driven miles and miles and miles away, because they were that aware of this. And so obviously some of the high tech surveillance and all that may not have been as effective at this point, only because you had the terrorist groups, at least from what we can tell at this point, going very low tech. And so there was no chatter, right? There was no chatter to be picked up per se, and something else went wrong, and they this occurred. And they came across, and I believe, as I said, 15 different breach points across the border with Gaza. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. Give me a call. We will see you on the other side of the break.
Third Watch.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but shaken after being in Israel when Hamas attacks on the country began on Saturday.
There was a sense of fear and worry and a knowledge to many of us that there were horrific things going on around the country at that time.
The New Jersey Democrat noted in a social media video Sunday that he and his staff were forced to shelter in place while in Jerusalem. He also described seeing frightened faces of children, families, and many Americans. A man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah is set to be extradited to the U.S. Nicholas Alaverdian, who also goes by Nicholas Rossi, insists he is an Irishman. However, he was captured at a hospital in the U.K., and police believe his tattoos and fingerprints proved otherwise. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and welcome back as we continue to race across your radio dial all throughout the overnight hours across America. And don't forget, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine here on the broadcast this morning. And we would love to hear from you, as a matter of fact, because we're talking all about what's happening in Israel. And by the way, guess who wants to have a bipartisan coalition to lead the Congress since there's no Speaker of the House? Well, I'll give you one guess. If you guessed Hakeem Jeffries, you're right. He's now pitching this idea of the bipartisan coalition because there's no Speaker yet. We'll talk more about the speakership and what that really means here and how quickly they can get on this thing. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, caring hands, helping sore feet. At Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer effective, individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions, and their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. And their wound care, by the way, is absolutely world-class. World-class. They're highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to and understanding your concerns and discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, patients are their first priority. And at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they're going to strive to provide you with the highest quality foot and ankle care and, of course, wound care available anywhere. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Visit them today, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. Well, as I was mentioning, of course, Hakeem Jeffries has now said that, this from The Hill, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat from New York, of course, argued Friday that a bipartisan coalition of government was still possible, even after weeks of House fighting, House GOP infighting ended with former Speaker Kevin McCarthy losing the gavel. In recent days, Democrats have tried to show our colleagues in the Republican majority a way out of the dysfunction and the rancor that they've allowed to engulf the House, he wrote in an op-ed published by the Washington Post. The path to a better place is still there for the taking. So, now wait a minute. So, wait. He could still wind up and be the speaker. See, that's the thing. But this week, hopefully something is going to happen. We have the Speaker Pro Tem and Patrick McHenry. But they need to get a speaker elected. Could be Jim Jordan. We'll talk more about that as we head through the morning. But first, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver, we've got Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Professor Politics. Yeah, I mean, Hamas, Hezbollah, all these radical brainwashed, drinking the Kool-Aid nuts. They're all connected to ISIS, ISIL. These just very extreme radical. Just pure evil. I mean, is what they represent. And then you have the United States withdrawing from Afghanistan, and the only one who benefited from the United States being in Afghanistan for 20 years were the women of Afghanistan. And of course, as soon as the United States withdrew from Afghanistan, and under this piece of crap administration, which was handled so incompetently, the only ones who suffer from it are, of course, the women of Afghanistan. The Taliban they're just a bunch of drinking the Kool-Aid, brainwashed nuts themselves. So, I mean, all these groups, the Taliban, ISIS, ISIL, Hamas, Hezbollah, all these other brainwashed, drinking the Kool-Aid groups are so interconnected that it's just, It's not surprising that Hamas would attack Israel, because this tug of war between Israel and the radicals and the terrorists in that part of the world have been going on since biblical times. This is since the Crusades. I mean, we can go on and on when it comes to the history of this epic struggle going on between these groups, or you have the Hindus going against the Muslims, fighting over land, or the Protestants killing each other over the Catholics in Ireland and the British. So I mean, so this is really nothing new. Israel will respond, and they're supposed to respond, but eventually, these groups will go back underground, and they'll be plotting and scheming and plotting to attack Israel again. So believe me, this is not the end. This is just the beginning. It will take 100 years or more before I'll be dead. You'll be gone. Maybe 100 years. Maybe in the 22nd century, these groups will be completely dead and wiped out, and maybe there'll be some peace in that part of the world. But anyway, Professor Politics, adios.
Well, thank you very much, Aaron, in Denver. I appreciate the call very much. I know everybody does. And, yes, it's going to take time. There's no doubt. Israel's going to have a full force response, perhaps like we've never really seen before. They have these plans, obviously. They have these contingencies. They seem to have been caught off guard, at least at first glance here, and we'll see how they respond. Once again, thanks again, Aaron. Listening on the mighty 710 KNUS. So we got James in Clearwater also listening in. Good morning, James.
Hey, Kyle. Appreciate it. My concern is that there's been some things on the northern border with some rockets in the very recent past. And what they have there is 30 times was launched here down in Gaza. They have PVC pipes that are sticking out of side of ditches that are 6-8 inches in diameter at the most, that have rockets in them. And there's no way that they can stop. Now, granted, they're not guided or anything, but they're traveling. They're going to wind somewhere, and there's going to be somebody underneath them eventually. So my concern is just this might be more of a feint just to draw the big, heavy equipment south and then leave the northern border open.
Well, at this point, yeah, I appreciate that, James, because you're right. At this point, it's anybody's guess because nobody saw this coming, save for the idea that it would have been the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War. But in and of itself, they weren't prepared for this. So you're right. This could be something as a distraction because you're right. I think that's Hezbollah up there in Lebanon, and they could start another war of these of attrition with all these missiles. What do you think?
Oh, there's no way that I don't keep up with a fraction of this stuff here. The other thing that people seem to forget is that when Israel was first formed, there was a proposed two-state solution at that time, but France put the kibosh on it, and things kind of fell apart there, as well as the incompetence of the British drawing boundaries, you know, Cecil Rhodes and that crowd. But people need to learn their history, and it does repeat itself.
It does. You're right. And many people believe that the so-called Palestinian groups actually have they're Jordanian, I think, by historical context, I believe.
Well, when they Israel was formed, they were they weren't forced out. And but the thing is, Jordan didn't want them.
Right.
for obvious reasons. And to say that they are maligned or whatever else. They had their own choices at the time, but now you got three or four generations of them living in these camps and in these restricted areas and situations that it's kind of like the blacks here in America being slaves to the Democrat Party that just keep beating them over the heads again, and they have these terrorists come in and crying that, oh, no, for us. You know, it's like, hey, wake up. You know, take care of yourselves here.
Well, that's right. You know, Hamas doesn't make anything better for anybody, you know, and something else, too. Israel allows Palestinians to come in and work and do all kinds of stuff. And one of the people interviewed earlier was saying, does that sound like an oppressive people who's trying to take you over? I mean, they're giving you jobs, for goodness sake, and the economies are linked together.
Absolutely. Okay, well, you're doing a great job there, Kyle. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, James in Clearwater. That means a great deal. Thank you so much. You have yourself a great morning, sir.
You too.
All right, James in Clearwater, everybody. Great telephone call and great call as well from Aaron in Denver. And, yes, that's the thing. And I recall, too, in many ways, this goes over the last many years, of course, but you had a lot of Palestinians who understand that that Israel actually does build infrastructure. They actually fix things. They do all these kinds of things that the terrorist groups just don't do. And people are under a great deal of oppression, and you don't hear enough about that under the thumb of these terrorist groups. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. When we come back, we'll have our second Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey, Billy Joel bringing us back in, Uptown Girl. I like that song a lot. I think that's, of course, that's off of this An Innocent Man record, if I recall, the Innocent Man album. And that song always makes you smile. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and welcome as we go across your radio dial here in the early morning hours. We also want to give a special shout-out to our affiliate in Las Vegas. That's 101.5 KDON. They are the talk of Las Vegas. And hope everything's going well there in Las Vegas. I'm not too far away from Las Vegas. Been to Las Vegas many times. And yes, and right now, if you went to Las Vegas right now, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning in Las Vegas. People are going to be up and down the strip like you wouldn't believe. It never sleeps. It never really does. All right, folks, we're going to get into our second highway and byway report for our truckers out there and our travelers. Second report of the morning. And here's the song that is going to hopefully get you going, get you pumping, and heading on down the road, doing whatever you got to do. And again, it's October the 9th. And in 1940, there was a young man by the name of John Lennon who was born. And here's one of his greatest ones, I think. Here we go.
The Fall. Knock you right in the head. You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead. Why are you waiting, thinking out? Laughing in the face of love. What the hell are you trying to do?
right. John Lennon. That's a cool drum part right there, obviously. So John Lennon, of course, Instant Karma. That goes back into, I think, the mid-70s, early to mid-70s. Lots of great records from John Lennon. He stopped recording right about 1975, somewhere in there, at least the mid-1970s. Hung up his guitar behind his bed in his bedroom. Didn't take it down until he started working on Double Fantasy, which, of course, came out in 1980. But again, John Lennon, one of the great ones, and taken way, way, way too young, 40 years old. All right, folks, we're here back ready for our second Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning. And we're going to take a look, of course, at some of the rain that we saw last hour. And that's, of course, hanging right off the coast near Seattle, Portland, Oregon, dipping down towards little down into northern California. All this is offshore right now. It looks like some of that rain on the radar may be starting to come ashore, maybe near Coos Bay, Oregon right now, at least in terms of what the radar is showing us. So it's all going to start coming through. Seattle, Washington for Monday, rain. Tuesday, rain. Wednesday, rain. Moving out maybe by Thursday. Same story basically for Portland or friends in Portland right now. Monday, Tuesday, and then maybe even thunderstorms, it's saying on the forecast right now for Monday, pardon me, for Wednesday. So be aware of that. We've got a frost advisory covering most of Wisconsin this morning. It's actually going to go up towards the UP. It's also going to become, you've got some a lakeshore flood advisory going on there right now. They got a gale warning just off of Marquette, Michigan. This is way up in the upper peninsula. And then you've also got a freeze warning. This is going to be also in northeastern Minnesota. Near Grand Rapids, it's going to head on up to the border with Canada. But this frost advisory goes across Wisconsin and also parts of eastern Iowa as well, not quite as far down as Des Moines. We continue with the frost advisory. This is going to be in Tennessee near Asheville. It's going to head over the border into North Carolina towards Winston-Salem and Salisbury. And then, of course, we've also got some of these, looks like fire danger conditions due to low relative humidities and then also some gusty winds. This is going to be near Georgia, in Georgia, near Americus, also near Macon and over towards Columbus. This is south of Atlanta right now. And again, our friends listening, of course, in Atlanta on AM 920 The Answer. That's AM 920 The Answer in Atlanta. Good morning. And watch out for that, those dry conditions and gusty winds. Also north of Atlanta near Rome, same story going on there. Folks, of course, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our good friends over at the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, pilotflyingj.com. That is the website where you can check them out. You can check out their My Rewards Plus app, because during October only, when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to start being able to earn 5 points per gallon. That's 5 points per gallon, and you're going to unlock the biggest rewards after just 8 fills. So definitely go over there, check them out. That's pilotflyingj.com, pilotflyingj.com. They're the largest operators in the United States of travel centers, and there's a reason for that. And so, folks, as always, of course, check them out, pilotflyingj.com. Well, holding on the line patiently here is our very own Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Denise, what a last 40 hours or so we have seen. What do you think's going on?
Well, I would argue we don't have any of the right people in our federal government to deal with this right off the top.
Indeed.
This Biden White House, interestingly enough, they weren't concerned enough about any of this because we have, it is confirmed, we have dead Americans and American hostages, but Biden doesn't seem to care because the Biden White House was doing a barbecue last night at the White House.
Yeah, and there was music. There was music coming from the barbecue, and the reporters asked, what's that music for? You're right. What's going on with this?
Yeah, there you go. So they couldn't care less. So which means that nobody's in the Situation Room that in his national security apparatus. I mean, but, you know, we're going to turn everything over and everything's going to be fine because we're sending a bunch of ships, carrier battle group, repositioning them over to the region. So that'll fix everything.
Oh, sure.
You've got several countries, because the airports in Israel are closed, but you've got several countries that have taken special charter flights and flown people in to Israel to get their people out. Poland, you know. So, well, are we doing that?
It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it at all. Yeah.
So, I'm going to put most of the entire blame on this entire Biden administration. They keep talking about an intelligence failure. Well, the more I look at this, the more I would say that our own CIA has blood on their hands, American blood on their hands. They are the ones that are supposed to be tracking these operatives. We have allegedly a sizable footprint in the Middle East. One of the places, especially after Tony Blinken admitted that Iran uses any money that it can for terrorism, that we didn't have anybody stationed in Lebanon, and we didn't have anybody stationed in Qatar, in Doha, to deal with this. So it almost tells me that we told Netanyahu, don't do anything because you can't fire the first shot. You have to wait for them.
Well, I guess, and we also gave Iran $6 billion, even if they technically, quote, don't have it yet. Can't they just start spending other money? They know the other money's coming in.
Right, precisely.
Exactly. Well, Denise, hold on the line there just for a moment, because we're going to head to the top of the hour, and we're going to be right back, everybody, with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, 1-877-969-8600. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.